Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome, beloved, to Global Voices with Dr. Lynetta Hare. I'm really excited to be back here in our radio studio. We have a special guest with us this morning. Apostle Javon Bertram is here live in the great city of Detroit, and we're going to be discussing his new book, his upcoming book, the Biographs of Prophets. And I just want to do a little highlight of the book summary before we jump in, because we know this time will be well spent. Those that are listening out there, if maybe you have a question or a comment, you can call in our live guest number, which is 347-945-6272. That's 347-945-6272. I always like to tell individuals, you got to jump in to participate in what God is doing in this time and season. And so I open with this. Prophets do more than prophesy. Prophets intercede, they worship, they write, they teach, they preach, they sing, they impart, they decree, they activate, they reveal, they warn, they correct, they direct, they ignite, they restore, they reform, they exhort, they edify, they comfort, they pray, they weep, they see, they watch, they guard, they protect, they establish, they ordain, they release, they revive, they help, they assist, they discern, they deliver, they heal, they rebuke, they judge, they identify, they dream, they have vision, they plant, water, bind, loose, open, shed, upgrade, transition, plow, root out, and bless. That, beloved, is what prophets do. They are ministers of righteousness and holiness and truth and justice and conviction and reconciliation and healing, deliverance, breakthrough, and prayer. Prophets. And our guest this morning will share with you highlights of what's going on in the life of prophets today and the prophets of old. This book, beloved, is something that you want to grasp. The Biographs of Prophets is not an ordinary book on prophets, but Apostle Javon Jabert has taken the time to research the scripture, to write biographs on biblical prophets, and that is exciting to me. The first ministry of the fivefold ministry. And so these biographs, they expose the lives and the ministries in a more intimate and realistic way with revelation and wisdom. The Biographs of Prophets was written to give present-day truth, and we need that today, present-day truth to the oldest ministry upon the land. Just a little information about Apostle Bertram is an anointed and mantled by God for his assignment in the earth realm for a time such as this. He's been redeemed of God and called to the ministry. His testimony is truly a testimony, a testament to God's strength and his faith. Apostle Javon has been delivered and snatched out of a lifestyle of perversion and sin, and he's full of wisdom beyond his years, and he is a spiritual counselor and blessing to the kingdom of God and this generation. And by the leading of the Holy Spirit, Apostle Javon has birthed JRB Ministries, Embassy Fellowship of Churches, Restoration of Love Deliverance Center, Watchman International School of the Prophets, and the Watchman Network. The ministry's births are mantled to bridge gaps, network other ministry, and edify the entire body of Christ while advancing the kingdom of Apostle Jabert is apostolically covered and fathered by Apostle Prophet Algero, Baldwin, and Pure Heart Ministry. And as an author prophet, as our apostle. Apostle Javon has released two books to date, The Watchman and The Exposé of the Tabernacles, our best-selling works through his hand and the mouth of God. He is a journalist, having written for Anointed Fire magazine, and currently is a staff writer for Impact Detroit magazine. Apostle Jabert is a blogger, and his blog is called Seer's Tears. On behalf of Global Voices, we welcome you, Apostle, and God's blessings to you this morning. I wanted to share that highlight on the book summary. I know it's coming out, and your background for our listening audience, because you truly are a global voice for a time such as this in the 21st century, that the people of God are waiting to hear truth in this season and time that's going on right now. So welcome, welcome, welcome. As I shared about the prophets, I just want to highlight too, prophets promote obedience, the plans and purposes of God, worship, righteousness, justice, peace, prosperity, and unity. They have hate, compromise, apostasy, rebellion, pride, deceit, injustice, and hypocrisy. Prophets also sing by the dictate of the Spirit, and they make great worship leaders, summons, and minstrels. Prophets are great leaders, lawyers, governors, judges, warriors, prosecutors, and politicians. I just wanted to highlight that for our listening audience, because many times people have mindsets of prophets only prophesy. But I wanted to expand, because as you share this morning about this dynamic book that's coming out, that they will receive the prophet's word today in the voice of Apostle Javon Bertrand. Good morning, good morning, and God bless you. I want to jump right into
good
the
morning,
fire.
Good morning. Amen.
Amen, amen. I'm excited that you were able to join with us. Tell me how this book that's coming out, give us, I know you got a deadline that's coming up November, December, but how did the voice of God, the mouth of God, have you to pen this time-sensitive book?
It's very interesting. One of my mandates is to help prophets, help them identify what they're called to do, where they're positioned. And there's been many words about me writing books for prophets. But I always had a question and that I presented to God. With all of the books out about prophets, what will make anything I write different? There's hundreds of thousands of books about prophets, about prophecy, about the prophetic, but they tend to be very general, very generic. They don't deal with the life, the circumstances, the situations that prophets deal with outside of what we understand to be prophetic ministry. And the Lord said to me, I'm going to have you write biographies of prophets. I said, what does that look like? I didn't understand it. I knew what a biography was, but how am I going to write biographies of prophets? How am I going to do that? He said, I'm going to have you search the scripture to unveil their life outside of what's always been taught about them and about what they do. And as you've been saying, it's time sensitive. We're getting ready to move into a greater awareness of the things of God. And the way that happens is through his prophets. There's certain things that are going to be revealed and coming through the mouth and the hands of his prophets. So we have to be in a place to understand how to receive them. Because if we move in a mindset of prophets only do one thing, that's the only thing we're looking for, and we'll miss the full scope of what God is doing.
Apostle, that's why I open up with saying prophets do more than prophesy, because they've been relegated into a corner or into a box. And as we look at your through your book, what three, as I always put authors like yourself on the line, but what three Old Testament prophets are standing out that speaking right now today to us that you did your research on? Just kind of give us a little highlight what to expect.
In the book, we've focused on some prophets that you know, Isaiah, Samuel, Elijah, but then we have a whole chapter of prophets that have been overlooked.
Yes.
Prophets that are declared prophets in the Bible, but we've not paid attention to their life or to their ministry. We look at what is really happening. We talk about Samuel. We hear Samuel all the time, but we only hear about Samuel as a prophet. We hear about him in his prophet's ministry, but don't hear about him in anything else. We don't hear about the fact that he is a father. We don't hear about the fact that he was the last righteous judge before there was kings. We don't understand that he wasn't just a prophet to quote-unquote ministry, but his assignment to government was coupled with his assignment to be a prophet. We have to understand that God is calling prophets to do much more than what we realize. We have to understand that prophets can lead. They can govern. It's part of their assignment. It's a part of their function, not only spiritually, but naturally. We've lost the understanding of what we are to be seeing. Samuel was also a writer. It's amazing when you do the research and you see that Samuel was the one that taught the children of Israel about kingdom, because they didn't know what it was to have a king. But he was the one that wrote it. He was the one that taught it. He was the one that presented it and laid it before God, that the children of Israel would have a memorial of learning about the kingdom. But we don't hear about that. We don't hear about the prophet's teaching. We don't hear about the prophet's writing, because we get caught up and all they do is prophesy. Not true. We look at Isaiah. Isaiah had the longest range of prophetic ministry. His prophetic ministry lasted 113 years. He served four living, reigning kings. That was almost unheard of.
Yeah, absolutely. With accuracy.
But not only. Exactly. And not only did he serve for 113 years, but he also had the longest spiritual range. He not only dealt with current situations, but he was allowed to go back and forward. He's the only prophet that was able to talk about Lucifer. And he was the first prophet to ever make a declaration about new heavens and new earth. We have to understand that wherever God puts you, you've been graced for it. You can handle it. You can maintain where he's putting you. But if we are not being taught, if we're not being trained, if we're not being sharpened, we become dull in areas and we miss the fullness of what God wants to do. We look at Elijah serving during the reign of Ahab. We understand the prophets of Baal, but we also deal with that whole encounter on on Mount Carmel, because it is greater than what we've always heard. There was more going on than what we realized. It was an exposure of false worship.
Yes.
But we also deal with how you can have great prophetic victories, and if you're not properly aligned, if you don't have proper intercession to cover you and undergird you, you'll come down in depression. One of the many attempts of hell to keep prophets from speaking is depression. We talk about real-life situations. We talk about real-life strategies from hell against God's mouthpieces. This book is not just a general sense of what prophets do. We actually break down what these prophets did, what their ministry looked like, what their life looked like, what they did for the kingdom. And it's necessary that, now, because we're moving. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
We're moving into a prophetic season. We don't pay attention to God's timing, his cycles, and his patterns, so we've been missing the prophetic season between August and December. We've missed that prophetic season of his holy feasts, his holy days, and the times where he to meet with his people, so we don't pay attention to the fact that that is when the greatest warfare happens. That is when the greatest attempts of distraction come, because we're not paying attention to God's pattern. So let's look at what's happening in the world today. Okay, in the last week, we've seen unarmed men shot. It's causing outrage. It's causing anger. It's causing people to burn down things and riot. And that's becoming unrest. Why? Because October 2nd is the head of the year.
Yes.
So what the enemy wants to do is to distract us, so we're speaking the wrong thing at the head of the year, so the year has to follow what has been spoken at the head. We're not hearing God. We're moving in our anger and our frustration. We're moving in our flesh instead of seeking spirit to know how to speak at the head, so the rest will follow.
Well, now, you have said something very important there, because what we're speaking, what we're pursuing, it becomes the manifestation in our lives. What's our expectation becomes the manifestation. And if we're not hearing from God, from a true prophet of God, that our new year, head of the year, 5777, we will enter in the natural, instead of entering into the new year in the spirit realm, for what God has. And it's, like I said, it's so time sensitive. When I saw your information about the book, the biographs of prophets, I said, oh, no, this voice needs to be heard, because our global audience is from all around the world. We have persons listening in from South Africa, Australia, Belgium, South America. They're listening in from all around the world, but they're listening for a sound.
Mm-hmm.
And as you mentioned about the prophets are real men and women of God of today, real men of God of the old. And I, one prophet that I think of that came to mind that wasn't in your lineup was Jeremiah, when you mentioned about that spirit of depression that would want to attack the voice of God in the natural, like he did Elijah. But Jeremiah, in anything reflecting Jeremiah, I don't know if he made the lineup.
He didn't make this one, but one thing that I understand about the assignment of this book is it's like Elijah stretching out on the dead boy. It's to cause a revival to the study life of the believer. It's to revive the study life of the prophet, because what has happened is we've become so dependent upon what comes across the pulpit that we have not trusted our ability to hear God when we open the scripture. Mm.
Wow. Wow.
So
that leads me to think about that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're listening from the man's perspective versus the word of God. I know there's some young prophets that are probably listening in, and if you were giving them a word of instructions, because as I gave that laundry list, that you give instructions, prophets give instructions, prophets rebuke, prophet revive, prophet watch and guard and protect and establish. What would you say to that man, that woman of God that has been called into the prophetic office or the duties of a prophet in this season of time? They're sitting, they're watching, they're waiting, but they're not responding, they're not moving forth.
This is what I always tell emerging prophets and even seasoned prophets: find your place of consecration. Find where you can get into a place where you hear God. Because what has happened is the enemy wants to play in the mind. So he likes to whisper. He likes to alter what God said to see if you believe what God said. One of the things I wrote in the book is one of the strategies of hell against the prophet is keeping them questioning. Well, did God really say that? Because as God is a thinker and he is analytical, so are the prophets. But one thing that the enemy understands is if I can keep you questioning and analyzing, you will not do what's been said to you. You will not obey because you're thinking and overthinking it because it's too simple. God wouldn't say that. It's too this. Is get into a place of consecration and get in the Word. How do you learn the voice of God? Reading his word, because his word reveals to you how he speaks. It reveals to you what he will and will not say. It reveals to you, you in him, in the word, get consecrated. Please understand that, yes, you are a person, and yes, you want to have, you want to enjoy life, but you must understand your enjoying life should not cause you to displease God. If your enjoyment displeases God, it's sin. And a lot of us have gotten caught up in wanting to have this life outside of being a prophet. You don't get a life outside being a prophet. Being a prophet is your life.
In other words, you say, for those emerging prophets, it's 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a Sunday or a Wednesday or a weekend gathering or meeting or conference. This is a lifestyle. This is life, as you just said. That's
life.
Good. That's good. This is your life. That's good. That's good ministering to them. That's a good word that they would hopefully receive. A little bit more about the book. What is the ultimate goal for the book that you're looking to convey? We know the life of the prophet. Beyond them having the title of the prophet and prophesying, but we know they served in many different roles, in the ministry role as well as their personal lives. What else would a person expect to receive from getting the book?
This book is not just for the prophets; it's for the church, because for too long they've tried to function as two separate entities, the church and the prophets. No.
It
is the church with the prophet. They are one entity. If you cut off your arm, it's still your arm, but it no longer functions. And what's happened is there's been a separation because of the misunderstanding on both ends. The church didn't know how to handle prophets, and prophets didn't know how to handle the church. One thing that I believe that was revealed through prayer and through consecration in getting this book done is that it's going to bring healing to the church and to the prophets, that they learn to walk together. Because what has happened is there's been abuse on both ends because nobody knew what to do. But my prayer is that this book will help us understand how to receive and walk with prophets, how to identify God's prophets and how to identify the false. Because what has happened is because there's not been a true standard, because we've gotten away from what the word says, the church has accepted the false and repelled the true. What we need to do is do the reverse, receive the true and repel the false, so that we're walking in our purpose, so we know where God wants us in this time and season to bring light to the world.
That's the word.
Right.
Hmm. See, Apostle Jabert, is that many need to understand and receive the prophet, as you said. They need to receive that not all are prophets, but all can be prophetic. And the church should be prophetic. Amen? The church should be prophetic. And that as people of God, we can walk in the prophetic realm by the baptism of the power of the Holy Spirit, because it is the doorway into the prophetic realm. And you said something key, that the prophets didn't know how to receive the church, and as we look at it today, or the church didn't know how to receive and accept the prophetic or the prophet, the man or woman of God, the mouth of God in this season for correction, for direction. And this is my personal opinion, because for so long we have relegated the pastor, the evangelist, the teacher being accepted in the church, and that the office of the apostle and the prophet was put on the outside. And so the people of God, the church, the body of Christ, back to the head, the hand, the eyes, was not fully functioning. But it is awakening coming forth now. I know we're coming. I want to close about time. Wow, this really passed by fast. How would someone get the book? I know it's not out yet. Can we pre-order? Can individuals pre-order the book? How would they go about getting the book?
Yes, they can. The book will be released on December the 10th, 2016. You can pre-order by going to my website, jrbministries.org, and going to our store. The link to pre-order is there. Every pre-order will be signed by me personally, and it will be shipped out the week of December the 17th. You will be the first ones to have it in your hand, as God is bringing this message to the entire body. So again, you can pre-order. You can go to my website, www.jrbministries.org/store, and pre-order there. Please, please, please tell your friends, tell your brothers, tell prophets that you know there's a book coming that's going to help them get to the next place in God. It's going to bring healing to them, to help them understand what God is expecting of them.
Wow. You know, as you were sharing that information, that everyone, this book is designed. It is not just an ordinary book, but what dropped in my spirit, will there be a teaching guide? Are you looking at doing workshops or seminars or a teaching guide? That dropped in my spirit, because I just feel in this season we are in an area of training and teaching, training and teaching. So is that on the horizon for this book or the future?
It is. Looking at January or February, more information will be released. Keep your eye on my website, jrbministries.org, for that information. It is coming soon.
Great, 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 great. Because I know in this season, we must train, prepare, teach, activate, and release the body of Christ into the prophetic to really grasp and to receive all that God has for us to reveal to us in this time. As we are coming to a close, what else would you like our listening audience to know about you, about your ministry, about the book? Any highlights that you would want us to be made aware of? Maybe you got a special event coming up, any programs coming up that they can participate in?
Amen. October the 22nd, the fourth Saturday in October, I will be hosting the Kingdom Author Symposium right here in the city of Detroit. It is only $5 for the general public. Come and meet authors from around the country. We have authors from Missouri and Michigan and Florida coming, that you would be able to meet them and talk with them. If you are an inspiring writer or author and just want to talk to other authors about their process and what they did to get seen and get known, come and meet with us from 6 to 9 right there at Fellowship Chapel, 7707 West Outer Drive in the city of Detroit. You do not want to miss it. It is only $5. Come ready to buy books and get books signed, as the authors are coming not only to tell their story but to sell their product. We need your support. And once you have read the books, go write a review. Tell your friend, tell your neighbor, that other people will be blessed as you've been blessed.
That is fantastic. I pray that it will be a sellout event, because this is the season you need to get the information as God has spoken to his prophets in this season and in this time. Mark your calendar, October 22nd, correct? Mark your calendar now. You do not want to miss it. Those that are near and far, those that are far, you got enough time to schedule your flight right now and make your way to the city of Detroit. And those that are near, you have no excuse. And the cost factor, my goodness, you can't even go to a fast food restaurant and buy a hamburger for $5. And so make the investment. Make the investment in your life as they prepare you, as they train you, as they teach you, as they impart on October the 22nd. Make sure you pre-order your book. We've been given ample information. I look forward to reading the full book myself, that it will be a blessing to me and my ministry, but into my life. And I encourage you to do likewise. Apostle Bertram, close us in a prayer. We've come to the close of our time.
Amen. Father, we thank you now for this platform and this woman of God that you have positioned to be a launching pad for other leaders. Father, we pray now in the name of Jesus that as your word has gone forth, that it will touch the hearts of your people and that they would seek after you. Father, that they're not seeking anything other than your presence and your word, that they would be healed and delivered by that which you are revealing and speaking to them. Father, we cover Apostle Minetta even now, and that which you have given her, that it will expand, that it will grow, and that you would raise up men and women that will undergird her, that would hold up our arms, that she would be able to move forward even now in Jesus' name. We thank you for every listener now and those that will listen to the recording for being able to hear what it is that you have to say. And Father, we give you glory for all things being well and done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Again, that was Apostle Javon Bertram, the author of the upcoming book, The Biographies of Prophets, coming forth in the month of December 2016. Make sure you stay tuned. Go back listening again to what the prophet of God, the apostle of God, has released to you this morning. Go in peace. Shalom, shalom. We'll be back next week on Global Voices with Dr. Minetta. God bless each of you.